This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, along with his vice president and other senior officials, flew out of Afghanistan on Sunday, setting the stage for a Taliban insurgents to regain power in the country 20 years after they were ousted by a U.S.-led military invasion. Meanwhile, governments worldwide were scrambling Sunday to react to the Taliban takeover of the Afghan capital. It was the last city to fall to the militants in a week-long blitz across the country. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson called on Western nations to work together to address the situation in Afghanistan as the Taliban insurgency took control of the capital, Kabul. One issue is how to handle Afghan refugees. Britain has stated its commitment to accepting refugees from Afghanistan who aided British forces over the past 20 years. The United States has also committed to housing Afghans who have served as translators and otherwise aided U.S. military efforts in the country. However, Washington is seeking partner countries to take in at-risk Afghans while their applications are being processed. Albania and Kosovo said Sunday they will accept some Afghans waiting on visas to the United States. The United States also said it's sending additional staff to Qatar, where many Afghan refugees are being processed. Meanwhile, Afghanistan's neighbors, Pakistan and Iran, have both expressed concern over the current situation. Pakistan's foreign minister said on national television, Pakistan cannot accept any more Afghan refugees and is continuing to work on fencing along its border with Afghanistan. Iranian state media reports the government has set up hundreds of tents in three regions bordering Afghanistan, but it also said it expects refugees to return home when the situation improves. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The death toll from Haiti's devastating earthquake rose to 1,297 on Sunday, a day after it struck. Haiti's Civil Protection Service said the number of injured people also rose to 5,700. Hospitals were struggling to cope with those who had arrived for care. Officials continued to search for survivors in the aftermath of the 7.2 magnitude earthquake that struck Saturday morning. The quake was about 125 kilometers west of the capital, Port-au-Prince. The quake damaged houses, roads, and bridges on the country's southwest peninsula and displaced thousands of people. Haiti Prime Minister Ariel Henry said Sunday, "We must work together to provide rapid and effective responses to this extremely serious situation." He had flown to the town of Lacaille on Saturday to survey the damage. The U.S. Geological Survey said Saturday the earthquake increased the risk of landslides in the area, which is a major concern as Tropical Depression Grace, downgraded from a tropical storm on Sunday, bears down on Haiti and its neighbor, the Dominican Republic. The U.S. National Hurricane Center forecast the storm could reach the island by Monday and will drop 10 to 20 centimeters of rain. Bruno Mays, the representative in Haiti for the United Nations Children's Fund, said the UN is calling for a humanitarian corridor in Haiti to allow quicker and safer transfer of goods and people. He explained to Reuters that the UN is really asking armed gangs in Haiti to allow safe passage for humanitarian aid vehicles. So far, aid supplies have been difficult to deliver to the town of Lacaille and the surrounding villages because of the gang violence. Veteran Zambian opposition leader Hakainde Hichilema has appeared on the verge of clinching the country's presidency as the vote count continues. The 55-year-old businessman who's contesting for the presidency for the sixth time has more than 2.3 million votes. That's compared to 1.4 million for incumbent President Edgar Lungu. Zambia's Electoral Commission announced those partial results on Sunday. The winner of last Thursday's election needs more than 50% of the vote to avoid a runoff, and electoral officials have promised full results by Monday. Turkish authorities said Sunday that flash floods have swept through towns in Turkey's Black Sea region and killed 62 people as search and rescue efforts to find missing people continue. The floods brought chaos to northern provinces just as authorities were declaring wildfires had been brought under control after raging through southern coastal regions for 2 weeks. You can keep up with all the stories we're covering at VOA at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.